The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Making social media work for you? Are you using it to maximize your personal or company's visibility and revenue? How can you make social media work more effectively? Unlock the secrets of the social universe with your host, Kurt Wilhelm. If you or your organization want to enjoy all of the benefits of social networking, you'll want to take notes for the next hour. Now, here is the host of the social universe, Kurt Wilhelm.
Welcome back to The Social Universe, where you learn the secrets of the social media through the social universe, and in many cases, the secrets of the universe itself. We want to thank all of our wonderful listeners for tuning back into the show, and we know that we couldn't do it without you. We also couldn't do it without our advertisers. So we want to thank the Compound Factor for being able to provide our participants and those who purchase their product with tuition grants to be able to go to school. And we also want to thank them for having the great change in life that they were able to give those that need to have a better image in their skin, or whether it be that they need to have a healthy alternative to Red Bull and Monster. So if anybody would like to find out more about them, they can go to share.thecompoundfactor.com, share.thecompoundfactor.com. We also want to say thanks to Planet Beach for sponsoring the show as well, and I personally love to be able to go and get unlimited massages there. So if you also would like to get unlimited massages and unlimited spa treatments for a small nominal fee, you can actually go to Planet Beach and get unlimited spa care, which is a wonderful thing to have, believe me. Great quality of life increase. And we also want to say thanks to Glenda Flowers for being a great sponsor of the show. Make sure you stop by Glenda Flowers to have all of your floral needs taken care of. And we are joined today by some wonderful people who I think you would all kill to be able to have social media programs like they have the ability to have, and that is that they have done something that I would recommend that we all do, is to get to be the best person that we can be physically, and with keeping the image that we want to have inside of our social media. Even if you have an ice cream shop, or probably especially because you have an ice cream shop, if you're extremely fit, then other people will think, if I eat their ice cream, then I will be fit too. But I'm just giving you that as an example, that the better images you have inside of your social media, the better and better image that your company has as well, because you are your brand. Bill Gates is the brand for Windows. Mark Zuckerberg is the brand for Facebook. So you can't divorce the two. And so make sure that you do everything you can to become the best that you can be in the social media that you develop. Now, in the meantime, we have some wonderful people that I would like to introduce. We are joined by Aaliyah Hopkins, who has a very unique story. Aaliyah, welcome to the show.
Hello.
All right. We're going to be talking about some things that are extremely unique that she has brought to the table. We're also joined by Lindsay Jones.
Hello.
All right. And we are also joined by Alicia Cronus. So welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
All right. So we're going to talk a little bit about Lindsay's experience in this first little bit, because Lindsay has, first of all, a very magnetic personality. And also, if you're ever competing with her, she's going to beat you. Just know that from the get-go. And so we absolutely love that part of her. Lindsay is unique because she just recently I started to go in a different direction, didn't I? Okay, I apologize. I'm supposed to cover Elise. You're supposed to cover Lindsay on the second segment. I'm going to cover Aaliyah on this segment. My apologies, Lindsay. She was always getting her all geared up to speak. All right, so Aaliyah, you have recently become a contest winner. You won the third place trophy at the open figure competition in the let's see if I can get the name correct. It was at the MPC, no, Miles Productions MPC Fitness Competition Desert Storm. Does that sound about right?
I believe it so.
Okay, very good. So it was a big event over the weekend. And what makes Aaliyah unique is that she actually not only placed, but she was going up against people who were much older than she was, and she actually is still in high school. So we thought that was quite a story. So definitely tell us about what was your journey to the fitness competition like, and what made you decide, you know, I want to get into fitness competitions?
Well, I started off with my dad. He was always into it, and he kind of just, he pushed me into it, and I loved it. I've always loved sports, and I wanted to keep going with it, and I love the feeling. And I wasn't planning to do a competition, and I just started lifting weights this last Christmas, actually, and really getting into it. And then I got a gym membership, and I met my trainer, and then everybody was like, "Are you doing something? Are you doing a show?" And I was like, no, but and I was doing wrestling at the time, too.
Which I thought was pretty amazing. I think we're going to talk about that in just a second, but we'll come back to it. Keep going.
Okay. And so when I met my trainer, she kind of like saw me, and she was like, you know, and she kind of took me under her wing. And she guided me, and she helped me, and I was like, you know what, I want to do a show. And she was like, okay, then we need to start here. And ever since then, I've been training. I started in May in the beginning, and I got ready for the show and my first show, and it was awesome. I love the experience and everything.
Yeah, she did a great job. And obviously, since she's not 18, we had to make sure that we got permission to interview her here today. So we're going to be hearing from her mom here on our next show. Our next segment in just a second. So yeah, let's talk about the wrestling. I mean, that obviously was something that put the fear into guys. Don't mess with her, right? But what made you decide to do wrestling?
I think my dad also, because he was in wrestling, but I also wanted to try something different. I was just trying out different things. I've already been in cheer.
Okay.
And I didn't want to do dance and all that. I wanted to be in something more rough, like just kind of like get out there and try different things. So I tried it, and it was pretty fun, and it was a unique experience. I had a lot of bruises all the time, and I would go to the store and with my mom, and she'd be like, "I think you should wear a jacket because I don't have bruises all over me."
Turn into CPS.
Yeah. And people would kind of just look at me all weird, and they'd be like, "Look at my mom," and then my mom kind of look at me, and I'm like, "No, nothing happened." Yeah, but I mean, it was fun. I stuck it out for the whole season, and then I got into lifting weights more and more. And then I just kept going with it.
After wrestling, probably, it's tougher in its own way, because wrestling is an individual sport, but this is individual.
This is you versus you.
Exactly.
It's totally just you.
Yeah, so very amazing. So this is a very driven young woman. I don't know if she's going to be a UFC fighter later, but you never know. You may see her name coming up, so get her autograph early while it's still legal. But excellent. So that was something that I just thought was very unique and exciting, and so we wanted to bring her live on the show. We actually interviewed her at the competition, but we thought that was a couple of things that were just amazing. So now I am, normally we ask how people can get a hold of you, but since you're not since you're underage, we're not going to have people contact you. However, if your mother has any social media that she would allow people to contact you through, then we'll allow that to be the case. Do you have any advice before we end this segment To people in high school, or maybe people who are just graduating from high school that maybe want to become fitness competitors?
It's very difficult, but I mean, if you know you have it in you, you can do it. You can just push yourself, and you can make it happen. You can fix things, times, and whatever you like. You can always make it work. You can't. People make excuses and say, you know, I can't do this because I have this and this. But no matter how difficult it is, you can always rearrange things and push yourself to do it. And you'll feel so accomplished and proud when you're done. And you'll just be so, so happy. I don't know how to explain the feeling, but it's really fun.
It's the highest natural high you'll ever get. Let's just
yes,
put it that
yes.
way. One of the things I want to get rid of a myth. There are so many women that say, if I go to become a fitness competitor, I'm going to look like a man. So I want all of you to take a look real quick. Do we have three beautiful women, or do we have three very young, feminine-looking women? They're very fit. They're very strong. And yes, guys, you know, you're probably going to get bested if you go up against them. However, the reality is that you can still be beautiful and still be fit and still be in these fitness competitions. And it can be very feminine. You can even wrestle. You can go kick the guys behinds and actually still be feminine. So I love that. And I just have to say for the record, I'm a feminist from the beginning out, and so feminist that I actually have a lot of problem with the National Organization of Women, a completely different discussion that I feel like they're chauvinist. So if that lets you know where I sit in the entire to the entire game. So, but I really commend you for getting out there and kind of busting through those gender roles and letting them know, hey, you know, women can be wrestlers and actually make a go of it. And there were a couple of other women that joined as well, correct?
Yeah. Right. There was so many other people that asked after I joined, they were going to start a girls wrestling club.
All right.
But the other people didn't join. There was like two, and then the other ones were like, oh, I'll do it next year.
You know, we have to start somewhere. The WNBA didn't used to exist, and now Phoenix Mercury are kicking butt and taking names. So we're really excited about that here in the Phoenix area. So thank you for coming on the show. When we return from the break, we're going to be talking also a little bit more about Aaliyah and her mother, with her mother, and what that experience is like. Because obviously, if you are a young person wanting to get involved in fitness competitions, there's going to be a certain amount of discussion that's going to go on with your parents. And so we thought we would bring her mother on and see what her thoughts and feelings have been as we go through that. So don't go away. We'll be right back after the break. This is Kurt Wilhelm, the host of The Social Universe here on Voice America and World Talk Radio, joined by Lindsay Jones, Aaliyah Hopkins, and Alicia Cronus. We'll be right back after the break.
Comes to business,
you'll find the experts here.
Voice America Business Network.
Have you wanted to use the full power of the social media for your company but aren't sure where to start? The Social Universe is the first place to turn. When you want thousands of views to your YouTube videos, as well as thousands of Facebook fans, LinkedIn contacts, and Twitter followers, the Social Universe builds your brand and gets you found. Increase new customers while creating strong new strategic relationships. Social media has become a multi-billion dollar advertising industry with methods that change daily, making it difficult to find any one particular social media company that does it all. Feel the explosive power of the social universe for your business starting today. Use the two words Voice America as your promo code when you call and receive a free $300 value. We will analyze and provide your online influence score that is backed up by a 10-page report to help you determine your current online presence and a strategy. This score is your secret key to the social universe. To move forward and unlock the mysteries of the social universe, be one of the first 100 callers to 480-296-1776 and receive a free online ad specific to your area inside our partner localblocks.com. Call now, 480-296-1776. Be social, be local, be found.
follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. You're listening to The Social Universe with Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment for Kurt about our program, please send an email to kurt@social-universe.com. That's K-U-R-T at social-universe.com. And now, back to the program.
Welcome back to The Social Universe, where you learn the secrets of the social media through the social universe. In many cases, you learn the secrets of the universe itself. We want to thank all of you for tuning back in. And today we are joined by a couple of wonderful people, actually a few very wonderful people that have done a great job becoming wonderful people. They're very motivating, and I just can't say enough about how impressive they are as people. And in particular, we're going to be highlighting a mother-daughter relationship as they have gone on a journey to competitive fitness. So I want to introduce Aaliyah and Kim Hopkins on the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome. And just so you know, as we pan the camera through, Aaliyah Cronus is actually with us too, and she is going to be we're going to be highlighting her in the remaining part of the show. She actually qualified for the Olympics in the 100 meter hurdles. So we're going to be talking more about that in just a moment. Kim Hopkins is Aaliyah Hopkins' mother, and so obviously, as a mother, when somebody decides, "Hey, I want to be a wrestler, and I want to be able to become get into competitive fitness," and they are still in high school, what's going through your mind as a mother?
It's a little scary to begin with, because she started off with cheer and tumbling and. And then she wanted to get into wrestling, and I didn't know too much about it. I know what wrestling is, but going down there and watching a match and knowing she's going up next was scary, She started out as the first girl on the team, but she did actually really, really well, She stuck through it and eventually started going to the gym and just, came home one day and said, I want to – it was once she met her trainer, she decided she wanted to do, the competitive looking at doing possibly a show or going further with that. So, and I just I didn't know too much about it. It was a lot talking to her trainer and just kind of researching and trying to figure out more about it.
Definitely hard on a mother. My own mother freaked out when I wanted to do wrestling, and that was bad enough. So, and she wasn't wrong. I mean, to this day, I feel like I have sand in my neck from a couple of wrestling injuries that I had, and my neck doesn't quite feel the same as it used to. Starting from the time I was in seventh grade, so when they healed, it left some sand feeling in my neck. Luckily, it wasn't. Well, then I had a wrestling injury, so I couldn't. In my knee, and for 15 years I couldn't run, but that's a whole other journey. I'll talk about it another time. And I run 10 miles now on a regular basis. So it is you can overcome injuries, but as a mother, you just wonder, I have this perfectly formed human being, is it going to get some injuries?
Yeah. And you look back when they're like babies, when I saw her out there wrestling, it's my heart's pounding out of my chest the whole entire time she's out there. Yeah. But I'm rooting her on, and just and she's all for it. She's always been a go-getter, she puts her mind to something and wants to go all into it, and I support her. It just sometimes it was a little bit scary. So
it can be, and I definitely commend you as a mother, supporting her in a couple of ways. One, in something that's a little bit dangerous, and two, something that kind of breaks through the gender roles and shows that hey, women can be strong as well. And so, yeah. Definitely commend you on that. And I definitely can't say enough, Aaliyah, for you, you know, having that internal fortitude to go out there and not to quit after the first 2 weeks of practice and, you know, a few bruises here and there. So
it
you're
was
a tough, tough person. That's excellent. So I grew up on a ranch and a farm, and we you know, tough people were something we respected. So I definitely commend you for that. So then what was it, you know, what were the dynamics between the two of you when you decided, hey, I wanted to go into competitive fitness? You know, did you talk with your mom first, your dad first? How did that all come to be?
I talked with my dad first because I knew my mom was going to have a big problem with the suits. So I was kind of like, and I knew my dad did too, but I mean, I knew my mom was like, you're not going on stage like that in front of a whole bunch of people. And I was like, but I'm working so hard for it. And it's just for one show.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, then she kind of was like, okay, you know what? And then at first she was kind of still kind of denying, like, no, I don't want you to wear that. Don't they have something like thicker? Like,
don't they have
can
leotards?
You wear some shorts or something? And then
a skirt.
Yeah. And then I was like, well, I mean, like, I'll probably stand out. And then she was just like, okay, you know what? And then she kind of just dropped the subject. She was like, just let me do my thing. And then she kind of just supported me from there.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was definitely an adjustment, just the whole bathing suit. But you know what? Once, you know, everything, watching this last show, it was my first show ever, it kind of put all the pieces together. You know, it was all about her hard work, and I was just really proud of her, so.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, I mean, we're proud of her. She did a great job, and we're proud of you as parents for being so supportive. But we also understand, you know, that, you know, it's scary in all those ways, you know. So we definitely understand all of that. So if you're, this is why we thought it would be kind of a nice show, is that, you know, if you are in high school and you're thinking about getting involved in competitive fitness, that it's not just the standard decision. It is involving parents. And we found out in the pre-interview, it's involving teachers too. So what was your experience as you got involved, you know, with teachers, that because the way you eat and the way your life style that you have, how did that impact the high school experience?
Well, it's hard because some teachers are really strict, and they're like, you can't eat in class, you can't drink in class. But the first thing I did, the first day of school, I was like, you know, I just went up to every single teacher, and I was like, okay, I have to eat at this time, and I drink so much water a day that I have to go to the bathroom, and because we have bathroom passes, so they'll be like, you already used them, so you can't go. But I just try to tell them, and usually they're understanding. They'll be like, okay, yeah. So now I'm just, like, pulling out my food in class, and I'll eat it. And I'm just like, I don't care. I don't care what anybody else thinks. I'm just going to try to get this in my body and keep functioning. And
so she's even holding the water jug here. So hold up the water jug. And it's true. So you drink about a gallon a day?
Yeah, now I'm drinking a gallon a day.
I actually drink a gallon a day, and I weigh twice as much as you do, probably. So the point is that that's a lot of water, a whole lot of water. And, yeah, I don't blame you. I know what that does to a person.
Yeah, when you have to go.
Yeah, we won't go into too much detail, but it does, and it doesn't let up either. So it just gets painful, more painful by the second, unless you get taken care of. So these are kind of some adjustments. You had a teacher that actually gave you a bad grade one time.
Yes. I was in my math class, and I always try to go right before class, and I asked her, can I go to the restroom right before class? And she said yes, so I ran to the restroom, and I ran back, and then we started a test right after that, and I was in the middle of my test, and it was a really big test, and she was, and I seen people go up in front of the class, and they were asking her, can I go to the restroom? I have to go to the restroom. She's like, no, once you start the test, you have to finish it. And I've already talked to her about it before, that I can't hold it when I have to go. I really have to go. I'm not just trying to, like, waste time and get out of class.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told her about my competing and stuff. And she's like, okay, I understand. But for some reason, when I went up there and I was like, okay, I have to go, it's an emergency, I will run so fast, you don't even know. She was like, no, you have to finish your test. And I was like, I can't hold this. And she was like, I'm sorry, you have to finish your test. So I went to go, like, back to my seat, and I was trying to finish it. And I was, like, at the point where I was, like, crying, because I was, like, I was holding, trying to hold it in.
This is torture.
Yes. I was like, I can't do this anymore. So I was like, I'm going to have to make this up. And I gave her my test, and I ran to the bathroom as fast as I could.
Yeah.
And that was it.
It's exactly what I said. By the second, it gets more and more painful, and there's no way that you can think. You can't think straight, nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have failed the test anyway.
I was just guessing at that point. I was like, what does this say? My eyes were just watering. I couldn't even read it anymore. I was like, oh.
You know, if I were a little more brutal, I would ask this teacher's name, but I do call out that teacher for being so brutal. You would never, I mean, literally, anybody who put a student through that much pain would be on national television for causing that much pain to a student in any other situation. So, bad teacher. All right.
Did she allow a makeup, though? I thought there was a makeup or
no,
something.
No, I didn't make it up.
Yeah,
okay.
There was a makeup. There was
all right.
A makeup.
Well, she felt bad, but she still put her through a lot of pain.
Yes.
And needed pain. All right. Excellent. So, good job in negotiating that. She probably did have some kind of a conscience left over in there. She had to if she works with kids. Mm-hmm. So, now as a mother, Kim, what advice would you give to the parents of somebody, you know, male or female, who wants to get into fitness competition?
Support them. Whatever they want to do, if they love it and they're driven to do it, you want to support your kids 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I out of everything she's done, I've tried her in all kinds of different sports growing up. She's not loved anything as much as she loves what she's doing right now.
Absolutely. You know, with my own children, you know, your children, you have to remember, are different than you. And I've always, always made that commitment to let them find what it is that they love and help them go after it. And now, once in a while, you do have to pull them back just a teeny, because that's what parents are for. But, you know, my son is an engineering science type, and he just... I love him to death, but he won't even do his homework because he is so far into his computer programming that he feels like school is a waste of time. And so we have to pull him back off of his true love, which, is there anything wrong with his true love? No, absolutely not. I love that he loves it that much. But it's about being a well-rounded person, too.
Yeah.
So anyway, sorry to side on your mom's side there, Leah. But once in a while, when she pulls you back to being a balanced person, you know, listen to her as well.
Yes, I do. Very important.
All right, very good. Well, thank you, Kim, for coming on the show and talking about that mother-daughter bond and relationship. And thanks for being so supportive at the same time, being, you know, that good voice of reason in the whole thing as well.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
It's been great, so.
I'm very welcome. Is there any contact information, obviously not for your daughter, but that you would like to leave in case somebody did want to reach out and learn a little bit about what that overall experience has been, if they wanted to compare some notes?
Well, currently there is an email address I can leave.
Sure.
The email address is skaahopkins3@yahoo.com.
All right, very good. So again, thanks for tuning in to The Social Universe here on World Talk Radio and Voice America. This is Kurt Wilhelm, the host of The Social Universe, and we, on this segment, have been joined by Kim and Aaliyah Hopkins, and very briefly, also by Alicia Crotus. And we'll be right back after the break. Thanks for tuning in.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
Have you wanted to use the full power of the social media for your company but aren't sure where to start? The Social Universe is the first place to turn. When you want thousands of views to your YouTube videos, as well as thousands of Facebook fans, LinkedIn contacts, and Twitter followers, the Social Universe builds your brand and gets you found. Increase new customers while creating strong new strategic relationships. Social media has become a multi-billion dollar advertising industry with methods that change daily, making it difficult to find any one particular social media company that does it all. Feel the explosive power of the social universe for your business starting today. Use the two words Voice America as your promo code when you call and receive a free $300 value. We will analyze and provide your online influence score that is backed up by a 10-page report to help you determine your current online presence and a strategy. This score is your secret key to the social universe. To move forward and unlock the mysteries of the social universe, be one of the first 100 callers to 480-296-1776 and receive a free online ad specific to your area inside our partner localblocks.com. Call now, 480-296-1776. Be social. Be local. Be found.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
You're listening to The Social Universe with Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment for Kurt about our program, please send an email to kurt@social-universe.com. That's K-U-R-T at social-universe.com. And now, back to the program.
Welcome back to The Social Universe, where you learn the secrets of the social media through the social universe, and in many cases, the secrets of the universe itself. Today, we are talking about how you get the best image possible for your social media, and how you become that best person that you can be physically, so that you have a great image in the social media. So, those of you who haven't tuned into YouTube, definitely go to Social Universe. Just go to YouTube and type in The Social Universe, and you'll be able to pull up a lot of our shows. But in particular, if you type in Lindsay Jones, then you will be able to find this particular segment of our show, Social Universe Lindsay Jones, and you'll be able to watch this on YouTube. So we are joined today by Lindsay Jones, who actually just won the first place trophy in the teen bikini division at the Miles Productions Fitness Competitions Desert Storm, and it's a very difficult event. A lot of people competing, and they do a great job in putting on a great show. And Lindsay was able to win that first place trophy in teen bikini. So, welcome to the show, Lindsay.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Lindsay is a very sweet and wonderful person who, and when you look at her, I talked about dispelling the myth of thinking that just because you become a fitness competitor that suddenly you become masculine and not feminine. So you can see that that is absolutely not the case. Now, when she's flexing and posing, you know, obviously there's a lot of muscularity there. But nonetheless, when she's walking, moving, very graceful, very feminine. So a little about Lindsay. Lindsay, tell us about, what was your first time that you decided, hey, I'm going to go into the fitness competitions and I think I might even win first place?
Well, I started going to a gym, Fitness Works, and I got signed up and everything. And then the guy that signed me up asked me, have you ever thought about competing? And I was like, no way. That seems like hard work. And so he's like, let me show you something. And so he pulled out this book, and it had all these winners on it. And he's like, a guy trains here. You need to look at him. Like, he'll make you win, pretty much. And I was like, okay, I'm interested. So all it took was just looking at these pictures. And I was like, her body is, like, perfect. I want to look like that one day, you know? So I got to talking to people, got set up with a trainer, and I just did it in a matter of 3 months, my first time lifting weights. And then I stepped on the stage by September. It was crazy fun.
That is crazy fun.
It's hard work.
There's a few different things that make it fun. One is the journey there. It's the natural high that comes from working out and getting fit, eating right, and just feeling healthy. But the other part of the natural high comes from seeing the change in yourself. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I was always athletic, and so I always was doing a sport or doing something involved, and so, but I never had muscle. I was just like a stick. And so I was like, I'm gonna put on muscle, and I'm excited for the changes. So I took before pictures, and then just in a matter of 3-4 months, it's like your body changes so dramatically in such a short amount of time if you're doing all the right stuff, eating right, lifting. And so just my pictures from a couple months ago to the stage, I was, like, blown away. And I'm proud of myself for sticking to it. And making other people proud as well that were supporting me, and having people notice is like the best feeling in the world. And so
it is, by the way, if you have a compliment in you, just say it. I know that you think that somebody might slap you because you say that they look good, but give that compliment to a male or female. I mean, it feels really good. I myself lost 90 pounds and went on my journey to losing that 90 pounds. When people would see me and say, wow, you look really different, it made me feel really good. It's really to be able to validate that change is a very nice feeling.
It is. Mm-hmm. Very.
But do it in a non-lewd way, please. Be classy about it.
Very.
All right. So so now you kind of were in, you were active in high school, and as you graduated from high school. Tell us a little bit about your high school involvement.
In high school, I was on the swim team. I was dancing. I did cheer. Mm-hmm. I did a little bit of tennis. So I was always doing something. And it was a whole lot of fun. And you stayed fit, but you didn't have the muscle on you that I wanted. So it was a lot of fun, but lifting weights has a different feeling for sure.
Yeah, it's very empowering, I'm sure.
It
was funny because after one of the competitive fitness events, probably one of the strongest women at the event actually didn't compete. She was an Olympian that worked with us on the show. And she said, you know, okay, are we all done? Can I leave now? I said, yeah, well, then let me walk you to the car. And then I felt really stupid. I needed her to defend me on the way out to my car, not the other way around. She's really, really strong. So anyway, it's kind of interesting how that all goes. But so that you know, gives you that empowered feeling that you could really take on the world. Now you have plans for the future. You know, what is your upcoming event that you would like to participate in?
I do. I'm going to be participating in the March show. So
it'll be the NPC Miles production fitness competitions.
Yes.
As well. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
So that one's in March. So I'm starting my prep soon. It's going to be a lot of hard work and fun, but I'm hoping to gain a lot more muscle. So that's my goal for this show.
Okay, very good. So you'll probably see her be here with another trophy again and see how all that works. Now, a little bit about your educational background. You took went into aesthetics and took aesthetic school for a while, and now your goal is to go to school for psychology. Is that correct?
Correct.
What made you choose psychology?
I've always been interested in it. In high school, I was like, that's what I want to do. And I was like set on it. And then anyone that I've talked to said that psychology has the absolute funnest classes and the most interesting. And I'm so curious how the brain works and why people are the way they are and why they think the way they do. And so I figured that that was the best fit and where I'm going to find all my answers. So and take it on headstrong.
Very good. I commend you. My father has his PhD in psychology, so
that's awesome.
He used a lot of that on us, believe me. So that's why I turned out so perfect. But he was actually a very, very good father, and we blame that at least partially on being a psychologist. So do you have any advice for those that are, you know, teen in their teen years, wanting to become a fitness competitor?
Well, it is hard work, and people will tell you, I know the younger you are, people are like, your mind's everywhere, like you can't make up your mind, or you change your mind a lot. But if you're driven and you have the heart for it, then do it and stick to it. It's the most accomplishing feeling, and there's no other feeling like it. Being on stage in front of everyone, showing them what you did and how hard you worked for it, regardless of anything that came in your way, it's one of the best. And so I recommend doing it and sticking to it.
Absolutely. That's a great call to action. Now, we're definitely not going to press you to do it, but if you wanted to, do you have anything in the social media? Do you do personal training, anything like that, that you would like people to contact you in the social media?
I don't yet. I would like to. I'm actually going to get my personal training certification. So as soon as that's finished, I will be having that.
More to come. Maybe we might give you that personal training Facebook page when she gets it put up. So, all right. Well, thanks for tuning into the Social Universe here on Voice America and World Talk Radio. This is Kurt Wilhelm, the host of the show, joined by Lindsay Jones. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So don't go away. When we come back, we're actually going to be interviewing a fitness competitor who not only had 4 trophies, but she also was the she qualified for the Olympics, is what I was trying to spit out there. And just a very, very powerful athlete. So don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
Have you wanted to use the full power of the social media for your company but aren't sure where to start? The Social Universe is the first place to turn. When you want thousands of views to your YouTube videos, as well as thousands of Facebook fans, LinkedIn contacts, and Twitter followers, the Social Universe builds your brand and gets you found. Increase new customers while creating strong new strategic relationships. Social media has become a multi-billion dollar advertising industry with methods that change daily, making it difficult to find any one particular social media company that does it all. Feel the explosive power of the social universe for your business starting today. Use the 2 words Voice America as your promo code when you call and receive a free $300 value. We will analyze and provide your online influence score that is backed up by a 10-page report to help you determine your current online presence and a strategy. This score is your secret key to the social universe. To move forward and unlock the mysteries of the social universe, be one of the first 100 callers to 480-296-1776 and receive a free online ad specific to your area inside our partner localblocks.com. Call now, 480-296-1776. Be social, be local, be found.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio. Voice America Business Network.
You're listening to The Social Universe with Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment for Kurt about our program, please send an email to kurt@social-universe.com. That's K-U-R-T at social-universe.com. And now back to the program.
Just then.
Welcome back to The Social Universe, where you learn the secrets of the social media through the social universe. And in many cases, you learn the secrets of the universe itself. This is Kurt Wilhelm, and I am joined today by Alicia Cronus, as well as Leah Hopkins, and potentially Lindsay Jones here in just a moment. But we're going to be highlighting Alicia Cronus and her story. She's got an amazing story of how she got to where she's at. She started a long time ago, like about 6 months ago. I'm kidding. But but it probably, the journey of how much she's accomplished has been amazing. But let's start, with the present. She actually won 4. Is it 4 trophies?
3.
Okay. I gave her 1 extra trophy. There were so many trophies she couldn't hold them all when we interviewed her at the fitness competition event. So I always have to think about this before I say it. The Miles Productions NPC Competitive Fitness Desert Storm competition over the weekend. She actually placed in 3 different divisions and had so many trophies that we were scared she was going to drop them when we were interviewing her. So tell us what each of the trophies were in which divisions.
Now, the first trophy was 2nd Masters, Division 35 and Plus. The second trophy was 1st Novice Figure, and the third trophy was 1st Open figure, Class B.
All right. So just did an amazing job. Right now, the chairs are a little bit short, but when you see her standing, she's an extremely tall woman. And my wife is 5'9", and she told me last night, she said, did you know I'm in the 95th percentile of tall women? And I said, wow, what does that put the WNBA? So do you have any idea what percentile you're in? Have you ever looked it up?
I'm 5'10", so I must be in the 1%, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, probably the 1%ers. She's one of the 1%ers, guys. Watch out. So now tell us how you first got into the fitness competitions.
Well, when I was younger, I ran track in high school, ran track in college. I actually sustained an injury to my left knee. I had a full ACL tear, and I wasn't able to get back into running like I wanted, you know.
And you had qualified for the Olympics.
I qualified for the Olympics my senior year in high school for the 100-meter hurdles, provisionally 13.2. When I went to college on a full scholarship, you know, I redshirted my first year, which is when I tore my ACL. I didn't want to give up completely on fitness, on running. I've tried other things, you always want to try something. I tried to do road races, cross country, and it still bothered me. I started to lose the muscle that I had achieved, the gains that I had achieved. So I kind of took a break. I kept having lots of injuries in my back, pinched nerves, just continuous injuries. I took a break. I still went to the gym, still worked out. And I constantly had people come up to me and tell me, oh my gosh, you look great. You must run track. You know, and I'm like, well, I don't run anymore. I'm injured, you know. So they told me, well, you should try competing, try lifting weights. And I said, no, I don't want to be a bodybuilder because, you know, they're really big. And they were like, well, bodybuilding is just the terminology, but there's other divisions. And I said, no, thanks. So after a couple of years, I started seeing other women in the gym lifting. Mm-hmm. And they were fit, but they weren't bodybuilders. So I kind of watched them, copied what they did. Then I approached them because I'm not shy. So I approached them and said, my gosh, you look great. How did you get like that? And they said, well, we compete. We're bodybuilders. And I'm like, oh, I can do that too. So I started lifting. I already had the muscle and the definition. So I went into it naturally, probably more natural than the average population because the definition and the mass was already there. I just focused on my diet, focused on staying healthy. There's a myth where, you know, if you have to lift a lot of weights, you have to lift really heavy, you have to squat, you have to do this or you can't do it. And I actually found being injured that that's not true. You know, my current personal trainer that I have now has worked with me through my injuries, has showed me other alternatives to doing things. You don't have to go into the gym and kill yourself. There are other ways to achieve the same goals by doing things just differently. You just need to find the right person that was willing to help you.
Absolutely. And I do have to give just a huge recommendation for PT by Joe. You can go to ptbyjoe.com. There's two or three things that I have to give plugs for him on. One, he just is exactly what Alicia was just saying, is that he knows how to build. It comes not because he's a physical therapist. It comes because he knows how to build. He knows how the body works. He knows how to build it. So in the same way he knows how to work around where you have a weak spot in the ACL, he knows exactly what the judges are looking for, and he knows how to build for what the judges are looking for. Now, the mood of that doesn't mean he can guarantee you win every time, even though they have had 192 wins so far this year. Just having that kind of intuitive knowledge of what they're looking for, the judges can still, you know, no guarantee you're going to win or you're going to lose because you never know what the judges are looking for that day for sure. But he kind of has that uncanny ability. So am I on track as far as
you were actually on track? When I walked into PT by Joe, I was really negative. I was mentally drained. I was just like, I'm done. I'm injured. I'm hurt. I go into the gym, I can't squat as much as I used to, I see everybody else doing it. I'm a type A personality. If I see it, I'm going to try it, even if it hurts. But then I walked in there, and he said, you know, you look great, you can win these shows, you can get your pro card, but you have to mentally be in it. You have to want to do it. So he took me and he revamped my diet, revamped everything, and he changed my mental status. He made me love the sport again, not just because you look great and you're going to win and you're going to, you know, make me great. He was actually more concerned about me. And he said, you know, you have to love this or you can't compete. And so when he took me under his wing and showed me the love of the sport again, then it reopened new avenues and, you know, a part about me that I didn't realize was there.
I'm so glad you said it instead of me, because that was very beautiful. And it's exactly what I wanted, what I was trying to say. And this is coming from somebody who's gone through that experience. The other thing they do a really good job at is that transformation of the person. And this is what I loved about what you said, is that you go in there, you become part of a family, and it isn't just the family of him and his wife, because they actually both do training together, but you become friends with everybody else there. It's a very close-knit group, the camaraderie is there, and I just couldn't recommend a better group of people to go to, because when your mind is in the right place, as you say, and he gets your mind in the right place, he not only gets your mind in the right place for your to be able to be a great competitive fitness athlete, but for your life and for your career. He gives, it's transformational. I've watched it time after time. Am I not right about that?
Correct, you are.
Yeah, He's just amazing. Okay, so now you would have thought that this show was about him. It's really about Alicia. But that transformation is an amazing transformation. So speaking of transformation, you're now in law school, is that correct?
I'm now my second year in law school. I am 3 semesters away from graduating next summer.
Congratulations.
Thank you, cannot wait.
Absolutely. Now there was an internal motivation. We all have the why. Tell us a little bit about the why. What made you go to the law school?
I actually have 2 kids. I have an 8-year-old and a 9-year-old. And after having my children and seeing what having children does to you, I said, I have to get back to the gym. I have to get back fit. I have to start eating healthy. I got back into the gym. I started exercising again. And I was happy. My family was great. Life was wonderful. But my son, who's 8 years old, is autistic. And he wasn't diagnosed till about 2 years old. And when I started to see the way the world treated him, I started to see, you know, we got kicked out of restaurants. We got, you know, chastised, because with autism, we can't control or predict their outbursts. So after seeing the way people treated him and being in a helpless position, because there was nothing I could do, I didn't know what to do, I didn't know the laws, you know, I went to his teachers, I went to the city, I went to the state, and they were like, well, there's nothing you can do, there's no laws, there's nothing, you know, he fit right into a donut hole, where the world was allowed to do that. So after noticing that, I decided, you know, I need to go back to law school. Well, I need to go to law school, I need to go back to school, I need to figure out a way where I can make a difference for other families. And even if I don't change public policy and change, you know, Maryland or Arizona statutes, or at least I put my heart out there to make a better place for other families. You know, the first step is advocacy and education. And in order to teach the world and show them what they're doing, you have to educate them on both sides. So that's my goal, and I plan to start that next year.
All right. Congratulations.
Thanks.
This is great. I'm excited for you. So, we have about 3 minutes to closing, and so I would love to just kind of do a wrap-up with all 3 of our guests that we've gone through, to give any advice, and to, you know, this is your chance to say, you know, this is who I'm going to be. Now, are you going to be doing personal training or anything like that in your future?
I do not have personal training. I do actually have a bodybuilding bodybuilding website.
Okay.
It's at bodyspace.bodybuilding.com/tracktigger. bodyspace.bodybuilding.com/tracktigger, which is 1 word. And I also have a Facebook page under Alicia Cronice, which also I post a lot of competition photos, before and afters, diet tips, transformations. And the Facebook is Alicia, A-L-Y, S as in Sam, I-A, last name Cronice, C-R-O-N as in Nancy, I-S-E. If you have any questions, you could always instant message me, hit me up on either of those sites, and I usually respond to everybody that, you know, asks me any question, you know, if you have any tips or any ideas, I'll be happy to help.
Very good. And she's not a doctor, however. Just going through that mental, if you have a recovery situation that you're going through, just to kind of get some mental, how she made that mental switch to repair her body. It actually has almost as much to do as what your doctor has to say about it. So anyway, thank you for sharing
that.
Thank you. You bet. Okay. Aaliyah, now that you've had a chance to kind of be listening in, any other final comments you would like to make?
Well, I would like to say that you can accomplish so many more things than you think you can. And you just got to push yourself. You'll do it.
Absolutely. Don't quit and keep going forward. All right. And Lindsay, tell us any last comments. You're going to have the last comment. I think we have 60 seconds left.
Well, I like what everyone is saying. You have to find it inside yourself. And also, if you find the right person to help you and push you, motivate you, like, it's a competition against yourself. You always want to be better. So work for it, and you'll get there.
Absolutely. And here's the last thing that I'm going to say. It sounds like another plug for PT by Joe, and maybe it is, that Lindsay, before the show, decided, actually, before she even met us, she had already heard the word on the street is PT by Joe is a good place to go. Hey, that's a good phrase on that. Anyway, but go to ptbyjoe.com and become part of that team and that group. I couldn't recommend a stronger group, and you'll probably be able to potentially meet Alicia and Lindsay both. So thanks for tuning into the Social Universe here on Voice America and World Talk Radio. This is Kurt Wilhelm, the host of the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you on next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's edition of the Social Universe. Please join your host, Kurt Wilhelm, again next Tuesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Now go out and increase your visibility by applying today's newly revealed secrets of the social universe. We'll talk soon.